Welcome to Peloton, where change is a six-letter word that starts with you. But don't just be the change you wish to see. Work at it, run at it, lift at it, and even keep at it. With Peloton's all-access membership, you don't ever have to dip out on a workout, unless you're squatting. Track your progress, set pace targets, and if you're ready to lift, download the Peloton Strength Plus app.
Okay, this is the fun part.
This is fitness, but personal. So see you on the Peloton tread at onepeloton.com. Find your push, find your power, Peloton.
The last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Our next guest is Miriam Staunton, who's the chair of a newly formed organization, the United Cancer Advocates Network, UCAN. Miriam, thank you very much for joining us. What is the United Cancer Advocates Network? Why did you set it up?
Thanks for having me on, Matt. So the United Cancer Advocates Network is a formalised network of an informal network we previously had. So we are a bunch of advocates, cancer advocates that would meet each other regularly at speaking events, conferences, etc. And about 7 months ago, we decided to formalise our group because we felt there were so many issues that were common across our group that we'd be much more powerful as a group together.
To do what sort of things?
Well, so when we got together first, we discussed, you know, what was important to us, our special areas of interest. And while there are differences across the cancers, what came up time and time again was access to medications. And it's on this, our most pressing issue that we've decided to launch, because it really does impact across many cancers. And it's an area that's not well understood by the general public. You know, cancer is a complex disease. It's many diseases, and there's, you know, as treatments come up, new treatments come online, you know, many are for accessing specific mutations.
Yeah, because I suppose a lot of people think of things like, oh, here, chemotherapy, radiotherapy, as if it's a one cure for all types of cancer. But different types of cancer, don't they react to different types of medications
exactly,
and treatments?
Exactly. And, you know, chemotherapy and radiotherapy have been with us for a long time, but newer drugs that are in the last 10 to 15 years, targeted therapies, immunotherapies, we're seeing massive change in this and a lot of new drugs coming to the market. And this is where we're really seeing that Irish patients are being failed, you know, because we just don't stack up well in Europe in terms of access to these medications, in terms of number of drugs that we can access and the time it takes to get them.
Miriam, I met you recently at a medical conference and you were telling about your particular story. And one thing that really struck me has been extraordinary in relation to it is your cancer was detected at stage 3. But it had to progress to stage 4 before you were given the medication that you needed. You were effectively allowed to become sicker and at greater risk of death until you could actually get the medication you needed.
That's correct.
Explain that to people.
So, yeah, so when I was diagnosed stage 3 in 2018, the drugs for my stage of cancer were not reimbursed here. They were reimbursed in other countries in Europe.
So when you say reimbursed, that the state would cover the cost,
the state provides the cost. And what reimbursed means by the state means that your oncologist is able to prescribe it for you. So while these drugs have passed EMA approval, they've gone through all their clinical trials. These aren't experimental drugs. These are drugs that have gone through clinical trials, have been approved by the regulatory authority, but then not available for a medical staff, oncologist, hematologist, to prescribe to their patients here. So when I couldn't access those treatments at stage 3, I had to wait until I had a terminal diagnosis before I could access the treatments. And that's, you know, my drugs are now available at stage 3 in this country, but that's 6 years later, 7 years later. There are, I could give you tens of examples of treatments that are not available. In fact, at the last count here, there's 64 drugs awaiting a decision for various cancers across the country here.
When you went to stage 4, though, the drug that you were put on has saved your life, so hasn't it?
It has, yes. So, you know, and again, this is why these drugs are so important. They really are game changers. You know, we talk about clinical benefit. You'll hear, you know, it's significant clinical benefit. What it's meant in melanoma, which is my cancer, people of stage 4 disease and melanoma prior to immunotherapies coming on the market, 95% of them were dead in 5 years. Now, one in two will survive, and I'm in the lucky half. But we know now that for other cancers, so, you know, our co-chair, James, who's he has stage 4 cholangiocarcinoma, which is a bile duct cancer. He was offered palliative chemotherapy. That was all his oncologist was in a position to prescribe him, because the drug he needed, which was an immunotherapy with chemo, was not available in this country. Approved by the EMA in December 2022, not available to him in May 2023. And he had to fundraise to travel to the UK to access that drug. This is not experimental treatments. These are drugs that are approved by the regulatory authority.
But even going beyond that, into experimental treatments, in other countries, they're far faster, aren't they, to offer people the opportunity to get drugs that are on cancer trials to see if they will work.
Well, I guess there's two issues there, okay? So in terms of access to trials, I mean, that's a separate issue. It's one where we're, again, we would be lagging behind, but it's not the specific issue we're trying to highlight here. But I think what we do know is that in other countries, most other countries in Europe will offer an early access scheme. So that is, the drug has been approved by the regulatory authority, but we have not agreed a price. We have not agreed, you know, how effective it's going to be in real world. But we'll allow patients access it. Most countries offer that. We don't. We wait and wait and wait. And we're on average 600 days waiting. And that's patients dying. That's patients not having access to high quality of life treatments.
Well, getting back to your own experience and those of your others who have joined you in United Cancer Advocates Network, how often is it that the state simply just doesn't want to pay the cost of what can often be very expensive drugs?
Well, I guess, like, that's, you know, it's something that needs to be balanced. We know these are high cost drugs, but we also know that we stack up really poorly against our neighbours. Like, and it's not just, you know, the Germanys, the France, the big neighbours.
And a report, the big rich countries.
Exactly. And a report by the OECD, right, looked at high clinical benefits. So as I've referred to earlier, ones that we know make a significant difference to patients' lives. And of the indications that have been earmarked as high clinical benefit, Ireland ranks in 21st position in a league of 25. And the countries that are ahead of us might surprise you, Matt. You know, it's Hungary, Estonia, Portugal, Greece, France, Spain, Poland, Croatia, Slovenia, Norway, Iceland, Denmark, Switzerland, Czech Republic, Belgium, Austria. I could go on. But we are just, that's where we're sitting. And it's not good enough for Irish patients.
And what sort of explanations do you get?
You know, I think this has been raised by numerous voices. We know that the oncologist community, at the conference you referred to earlier, we have the oncologist community coming out, speaking up against it. We certainly have...
So they want to be able to prescribe
absolutely.
These drugs.
It's, you know, they're facing patients on a daily basis. And they know...
Patients who are clinging to life, who are looking for any hope, and who are told that there are medicines that could help them...
And the oncologist cannot prescribe them.
And could there then also be times when perhaps the oncologists don't tell the patients because they don't want to make almost things worse for them by letting them know
exactly.
that there are ways of saving them, but they can't access the drugs.
And this is why we want to, you know, this is why we want to reach the general public. It's not a well-known issue. And because of the complexity of the disease... You know, until you're actually sitting in the seat, you may not realise it. But there are lots of examples. Like we know, for example, in advanced breast cancer, which a lot of people will be familiar with breast cancer. It's a very common cancer and lots of people will know somebody who has breast cancer. Like Enhertu, which is a drug for advanced breast cancer of a specific type. It's not available here, okay? And that's, you know, so it's a metastatic, you know, second line treatment, not first line treatment, but it's approved 2 years ago by the EMA.
And EMA being the European Medicines Agency.
And patients here can't access it. People aren't aware of this. So I think it's important that we get that message out. We are also, you know, heartened to see that the government has put a lot of these items in their programme for government. I mean, they've called out... specifically around looking at end-to-end review of the process, early access schemes, looking to leverage our position in Europe for better pricing, investing in innovative and breakthrough treatments. So we are really excited that we have a new minister. It's the start of a new term and we really want to work with them to deliver on the promises in the programme for government.
We leave it there. Miriam Staunton, chairperson of the United Cancer Advocates Network, thank you very much for joining us. And the reason we focused in on this is that some of these new medicines are absolutely incredible in how they can target specific and individual cancers, and how shocking it is that there are people who will die in this country because they can't get access to medicines that are approved in Europe and which we know can work.
The Last Word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Welcome to Peloton, where change is a six-letter word that starts with you. But don't just be the change you wish to see. Work at it, run at it, lift at it, and even keep at it. With Peloton's all-access membership, you don't ever have to dip out on a workout unless you're squatting. Track your progress, set pace targets, and if you're ready to lift, download the Peloton Strength Plus app.
Okay, this is the fun part.
This is fitness, but personal. So see you on the Peloton tread at onepeloton.com. Find your push, find your power. Peloton.